The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Pregnant human mothers think they have it tough, but some squid moms carry 3,000 developing embryos around for up to 9 months. Gonatus onyx is one of the most abundant species of squid in the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans, and is an important food source for many predators. They spend most of their lives in shallow waters, but dive to great depths to lay eggs. Because of this, scientists had never observed the squid's reproductive habits until recently, when they discovered that the secretive world of squid reproduction is quite unlike anything they've seen before. The mothers are about 8 inches long from the top of their bodies to the end of their arms, and the addition of the egg mass extends their total length 50% to 75%. Normally, squid propel themselves through the ocean by extending their arms outward and snapping them back together. But this technique doesn't work so well when you're delicately clutching 3,000 developing embryos between your arms. Although scientists have observed the squid repeatedly flushing water through the egg mass, probably to aerate the eggs in the middle, aggressive swimming shook the mass and caused some of the eggs to fall off.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.